Well, the German foreign minister says Germany and France's position on the possible deployment of UN peacekeepers in eastern Ukraine is very different from Russia's position. Sigmar Gabriel says despite the disagreement, the deployment would create a real chance for peace in the troubled Donbas region. Kiev and Moscow do not see eye to eye on whether UN peacekeepers should be positioned on the rebel-controlled part of the Ukraine-Russia border. In 2015, Germany, France, and Russia brokered a ceasefire agreement in the region. However, the agreement has been repeatedly breached, with the warring sides blaming each other for the violations. According to the United Nations, the fighting between pro-Russian separatists and Ukrainian government forces has killed over 10,000 people and displaced more than a million others. Joining us live now from Washington is Mr. James Jatras, who is a former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst. Mr. Jatras, what do you make of the differences at this time between these three countries, especially on this issue of who will be stationed at the border?
Well, I suppose the encouraging thing is that it's a dialogue between the French and the Germans on the one hand and the Russians on the other, not directly the Americans. Now, I have to assume that the French and Germans are largely reflecting the American position, but at least it's not a direct confrontation between Moscow and Washington. I think the disagreement is essentially over the fact that there are two totally different goals here. The Russians see any kind of a peacekeeping mission to police the line of control between the Donbas republics and the Kiev government, whereas what the French and the Germans and behind them the Americans want is to find some way to get a force on the border between Ukraine and Russia and police any kind of traffic across that border, which has not been put back under the control of Kiev because of the government in Ukraine's failure to pass a new election law for eastern Ukraine, which simply is not going to happen. So I think this is a backdoor way to try to get a hold of, get control of that border on behalf of Kiev, and I don't think it's going to work.
So basically there's a lack of trust, isn't there, Ms. Jatras, between all of these parties, especially over this key issue of Ukraine, because of the way that that's been presented and spoken about for so many years now.
That's right, and this is unfortunately just a failure of political leadership, and most of all within Ukraine. The politics of Ukraine are becoming even more and more fractured now. That not only is Crimea gone by any account that anybody thinks is realistic, but the Donbas is hanging in this kind of limbo situation where it has declared its independence from Ukraine. Some people have said they want to become part of Russia. Russia has not agreed to that. I don't think they're going to agree to that, and it just hangs there.
Very well, Mr. Jatras, we'll leave it there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate your insight.